现场线上的弟兄姊妹平安。
Those who are here and also the ones who are in online, peace.
感谢主，圣灵与我们同在。
Praise the Lord, the Holy Spirit is with us.
借着祷告、诗歌的敬拜，圣灵进到我们的心，他要带领我们，让我们心对神说：“主啊，请你对我们说话。”
So, may the Holy Spirit, through prayer in us, lead us to say, "Speak, for your servant hears."
感谢主，我们弟兄姊妹多数都受洗多年了，我们读经、祷告、查经、分享，我们对经文越来越熟悉。
And many of us has been saved for a while now. It's through the reading of the scriptures we know the word of God very well.
我们甚至能背诵很多的经文。
We can even recite many scriptures.
但当我们回想我们这么多年成长的经历的时候，
When we think back how we grew in the Lord,
我们多少次，我们有没有能不能想起来，有多少次我们安静在神的面前？
Do you remember how many times you were that we were quiet before the Lord?
我们问神，神呢？你这借着这个经文，你要对我在说什么话？
And we say to the Lord, what are you speaking to us through these verses?
当我们听到神他在呼召我们的时候，那我们有没有，我们是如何的回应神的呼召？
And when we hear the Lord calling on us, how do we respond to his calling?
我们有多少次对神说，主啊，请你对我讲话，我在这儿悉心静听。
How many times do we say to the Lord, please speak to us, we're here to listen?
今天我们来看一个美好的榜样。
Today we want to look at an example.
那就是在撒母耳记上第三章第十节，他对神第四次呼唤的回应。
And that is in Samuel chapter 3 verse 10, when Samuel for the first time,responded to God's calling.
只有短短的五六个字。
There's only three or four words.
请说，仆人静听。
Speak, for your servant hears.
我们先，刚才弟兄带我们读了这个一到十节，我们再聚焦在撒母耳记上三章第十节。
So our brother led us to read First Samuel 3 through 10, and today we want to still focus on verse 10.
耶和华又来站着，向前三次呼唤说：“撒母耳啊，撒母耳啊！”撒母耳回答说：“请说，仆人静听。”
And the Lord came and stood calling us at other times, Samuel, Samuel, and Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant hears."
当我们读撒母耳记上的时候，去年好像徐牧师一直在带领我们学习这一本书。
I remember last year, Pastor Xu led us to study this book.
我们知道撒母耳被献给神。
We know that Samuel was dedicated to God.
他跟随以利在殿中服侍耶和华。
He followed Eli and served in the temple.
到了第三章呢，记录了一个美丽的叙事，那就是神四次的在呼唤 Samuel.
So, in chapter 3, it described a beautiful event where God called Samuel four times.
前三次的呼唤，他都以为是以利在叫他。
And the first three times, Samuel thought it was Eli who was calling him.
等到了第十节，第四次耶和华呼唤他的时候，他明白了，原来这是耶和华在呼唤他。
And on the fourth time, he realized that it was the Lord that was calling him.
那这短短的一章当中，在撒母耳他一生当中，仅仅是一个晚上。
And in this chapter 3, in his life, it was just one night.
并且是一个晚上中的一段的时间。
And it was in that night, it was a very short time.
他经历了神四次的呼唤，但是有一次他听懂了。
He heard the Lord four times, but the last time he understood.
那这个经历，撒母耳的这个经历，对我们今天的启示是如何的？
And what is this experience that Samuel had? How is it represent for us?
我们看见这个撒母耳，他一开始他听到的，他的自然的反应是从以利人发出的声音。
So the first time when he heard God's calling, his natural response was, this is from man, from Eli.
而第四次他听到了是从神来的呼唤。
And the fourth time he heard that it is the Lord's calling.
这个变化我们会问，哦，原来是经过三次以后，他的耳朵能够辨别耶和华的声音了，有没有这样的想法？
Do you think that after four times, on the fourth time,His ears can discern whether it was from God or from man?
可能有摇头的，其实不然，而是他的心被打开了。
It's because his heart has been opened.
如果用这个无线电波的术语，就是说他调频，他的心被调频对上了神的频率。
If we use the example of a frequency, a radio, we can say that his frequency was tuned into God's frequency.
另外一个问题我们在思考，他还不认识耶和华，也没有得着默示，那他在以前的服事，他知道是在服事耶和华吗？
So we have a question that since he didn't really know the Lord and was not have not received the revelation. Did he know that he was serving the Lord?
当我们读完了这一章下来以后，我们清晰地看到，原来撒母耳被神呼唤，神是在预备他。
So after reading all of this, we're clear that.When God was calling him first, God was preparing him.
他服侍殿，虽然尚且不认识耶和华，但是神在预备他的心。
Even though he was serving in the temple and he didn't really know he was serving the Lord was preparing his heart.
因为神要呼召他，神必然要预备他。
Because God wants to call him and he has to prepare him.
神要预备他，必然会成就。
And God's preparation will be complete.
直到他能不单单是用耳朵，而更是用心灵在听耶和华的呼唤。
Not only he has ears to hear, but he is using his heart to hear, listen.
短短的六个字，借着撒母耳这个回应，给了我们一个非常好的启示。
In only a few words, it gives us a good revelation.
那就是我当我们说我们听见神的话，我们听懂神的话，到行动的，到变成我们的行动。
So when from hear listening to action,
原来是反映着我们生命的转变，从生命的开始。到生命的长进，一直到生命的果实。
It reflects the change in our lives from from hearing to bearing fruit.
那我们看一下，我们从听到人的声音到听见神的话。
So from hearing man's voice to hearing God's word.
当我们听见神的话的时候，这正是神让我们重生，能够我们生命的开始。
And when we hear the word, that is the beginning of our life.
但是这个如果神不预备我们，神不做工，我们到不了这个地步。
If God doesn't prepare us or work, then we will never reach this step.
撒母耳给我们做了美好的见证。
Samuel gives us a great example.
在第三撒母耳记上第三节三章的四五六，他有三次的回应：你呼唤我，我在这里。
And we hear from chapter 3, verse 4, 5, and 6, there are three times that Samuel said, You called me, I am here.
我们知道他回应的是以利，神借着以利在预备他。
And we know that he thought, Samuel thought that he heard from Eli, but it was through Eli that God is preparing Samuel.
我们可能说那前三次就免了吧，直接第四次不就好了吗？
So we might say, we should just skip the first three steps. Shouldn't that be better?
神就是这样的预备我们每一个人的生命。
And that's just how God prepares each one of our lives.
在撒母耳是如此，在我们也无一例外。
With Samuel, that's how it was. And also with us, it's the same.
当神预备了我们的时候，我们就会回应神的呼唤。
So when God calls us, we will respond to God's calling.
撒母耳做了美好的回应，请说，仆人静听。
And Samuel gave a great response. He said, "Speak, for your servant hears."
神的预备在圣经里边还有很多的例子。
And in the Bible, there are many examples like this.
我们非常熟悉的先知摩西。
We're familiar with Moses.
四十年在王宫，四十年在旷野，结果神就在荆棘的火焰中呼召了他。
40 years in the palace and 40 years in the wilderness, it was through a burning bush that God called Moses.
他带领以色列人出埃及，后边的故事我就大家都很熟悉。
And he led the Israelites out of Egypt, and the rest of the stories you are familiar with.
保罗，我们都知道，他是一个见大光前后是明显不同的生命的一个使徒。
Paul, we can see his life from changed 180 degrees, and one that.God's apostles.
他熟读律法。
And he was very familiar with the law.
神借着这他以前的经历也预备了他。
And through his previous experience, God prepared him.
当大光降下，把他的生命转变以后，我们看到保罗变得他安静，然后听顺从了神的话。
And through the great light, Paul changed and he was quiet before the Lord and then he started preaching the gospel to the Gentiles.
回到我们每一位弟兄姊妹的身上。
Back to each one of us.
我们都读了很多的书。
We all studied lots of books.
我们都读了是不同的专业。
And we all have specializations.
有时候我们会觉得，哇，以前我的生活是不是都是属世的
？Is it our past life? It's all worldly.
但是我们奇妙的神，借着我们信主之前的那些经历，他也是在预备我们。
But our God, who's wonderfully through our previous experience to prepare us.
我们怎么知道神在预备我们呢
？How do we know that God?Was preparing us.
原来神在我们过去的学习当中，他让我们赐给了我们很多的恩赐。
God gave through what we learned, God gave us a lot of gifts.
这些恩赐，当我们在服侍我们的主的时候，就变成了神喜悦的。
And we can serve the Lord through these gifts, and it would please Him.
当我们用神赐的恩赐来服侍神的时候，我们就想，原来神是在预备我们。
So when we're serving the Lord with these gifts, we know that God is preparing us.
这点我个人体会非常深刻，因为我是学医的，大家知道。
And I'm especially moved by this experience because I was a doctor.
但是神在用我，虽然不能给弟兄姊妹有需要的时候帮看病，但是呢，我会用神给我的这个医学知识提一些建议。
Even though I cannot actually prescribe or diagnose you, I can use my knowledge to advise brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 这个就被神这个预备被神所使用。
And this is how God prepared me to be used by Him.
我经常做梦，梦到我在梦中开刀。
A lot of times in my dreams, I was performing surgery. But then I woke up because I forgot how to perform surgery.
Yeah, 感谢主。那我们看神的预备成就了撒母耳对神的呼应。回应。
God preparing Samuel allow him to respond.
也让他有活出了很多的见证。
And he lived out a lot of testimonies.
因为神呢，借着呼召，打开了撒母耳的心。
Because through his calling, God's calling, he opened up Samuel's heart.
从此他就接受了，就受到了神的默示。
And from that time, he received God's revelation.
他就做神差派他的先知的事工。
And he was able to minister as God's prophet.
那关键的一点是神打开了他的心。
The key was God opened his heart.
只有开放了这个心以后，与神连接，神的话才能被听见。
It's only that his heart is opened up, he can connect with God, and God's word means something to him then.
在路加福音八章十节，他说：“神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，至于别人，就用比喻，叫他们看也看不见，听也听不明。”
Luke 8:10 said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but others." They are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand.
这里边这个你们就是我们。
And this they refers to us.
我们被神打开了我们的心，所以我们能明白神的真理。
When God opened our heart, then we can understand His truth.
这其中的他们就是不接受耶稣基督的那群人。
There another they referring to the people that does not believe in him.
他自然听不到神的话语。
And they don't understand God's word.
圣经在很多的地方，我们南区在查启示录，有七次的说，也在马太福音也说，凡有耳可听的就应当听。
And Fellowship in the South, we were studying Revelation, and there are seven times that God said, "He who has ear, let him hear."
神在这说的耳朵不是这两只。
God's the ear that God is referring to is not the two ears we have.
他说的是我们心灵的耳朵。
He's talking about the ears in our heart.
那就是向神敞开的心。
And that is the heart that is open to the Lord.
因为心被神打开以后，我们的心就变成了一颗谦卑的心。
Because when we open our heart becomes a humble heart.
一颗顺服的心。
A heart that is submissive to the Lord.
一颗渴慕的心。
A heart that yearns for God.
还有一颗是清洁的心。
And a heart that is pure.
这四种心是我们神喜悦的那种心。
And these four kinds of heart is heart that pleases the Lord.
神让我们用这样的心去听他的话语。
God used create this heart in us to hear His word.
听见非常的重要。
Hearing is very important.
因为那是生命的开始。
Because that is the beginning of the life.
没有一个人能够得救，他在没有听见神的话，也听不懂，完全听不懂神的话的时候，能够得救。
No one, even if they hear the word of God, but if they don't understand, they cannot be saved.
撒母耳给我们见证了，他听见了神的话。
Samuel testified, he heard God's calling.
他开始认识耶和华。
And he begins to know the Lord.
他得到了神的默示。
And he received God's revelation.
他开始以先知的身份来真正的服侍耶和华。
Then he began to serve as a prophet.
如果第三章我们继续往下读，我们看到他遇到了一个难处。
And if we continue to read chapter 3, he ran into a problem.
以利他的恩师以利的两个儿子因为犯罪，神要惩罚他，他们这个家。
God was going to punish Eli's household because of his two sons that committed sins.
神把这件事启示给了撒母耳。
God told Samuel about this.
从人的角度很难启口，因为以利是他的恩师。
It is from a human perspective, it's really hard to do this because Eli is his teacher.
但是神唤醒了撒母耳，打开了他的心，他顺服了神的话。
But because God opened up his heart and he was obedient to God's word.
摩西的故事我们还记忆犹新。
And the Moses story we are familiar with.
神呼召他出来以后，他有很多的难处，他跟神有很多的对话。
God called him, and he has a lot of trouble, and he had a lot of communication with God.
他非常不情愿去见法老。
He was not willing to see the Pharaoh.
但是神赐给他能力，让他的心转变，以顺服的心去见了法老。
But God gave him strength and change of his heart so that he would go see Pharaoh.
以后带出了把以色列人带出领出了埃及。
Then he let the Israelites out of Egypt.
在旷野预备四十年，后来进到迦南美地。
They spent 40 years in the wilderness to be preparing to enter into Canaan.
虽然他本人没有进去，但是神的工作从来没有耽搁。
Even though he did not enter Canaan personally, but God's word was never stopped.
保罗的见证我们也都非常的熟悉。
Paul's testimony we're also very familiar with.
他自以为是一个为神做工作的这么一个基督徒，一个神的仆人。
Before his conversion, he thought that he was serving the Lord, doing God's work.
但在遇到复活的基督之前，他一直在逼迫基督。
But before he met Jesus, the resurrected Jesus Christ, he actually was persecuting Christians.
直到在去大马色的路上，大光，神借着大光将他的生命改变。
Until on the way to Damascus, this great light caused him to change.
复活的主打开了他的心，让他能够听见神的话。
The resurrected Lord opened his heart so he can believe in God's word.
他开始相信耶稣复活的基督，开始服侍这位神，然后他在替神做把福音传到外邦的工作。
So he began to believe in the resurrected Christ, and he began to obey and serve Christ and preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
我们弟兄姊妹，我们再回想一下我们个人的经历。
Brothers and sisters, let's think back on our experience.
我们因着各种的途径和原因来到了美国。
Because of various reasons, we came to the United States.
总有那么一个时刻，那么一个一个一次聚会，或者是一次听到。
Whether it was through a gathering or through a sermon,
神就把我们的心打开了。
God opened up our heart.
他让我们愿意接受主耶稣基督。
So that we are willing to accept the Lord Jesus Christ.
也让我们愿意去追求他的话语，因为我们能听得见。
And so that we are willing to pursue his word because we can hear.
我们也愿意去服侍这位神。
And then we're willing to serve this Lord.
那我们说，我们的生命的开始是从听见神的话开始。
So our life, our godly life begins with hearing.
而听见神的话是因为神他改变了我们的心。
And we can hear because God changed our heart.
我们有没有经常的问自己，我们最近，我们每一个弟兄姊妹有没有经常的问自己，我最近听见神在对我说的话吗？
Have you lately asked yourself, did I hear what God is speaking to us, to me about?
听懂神的话是如非常的重要。
And understanding what we hear is very important.
因为那是我们生命成长的不可缺少的。
It's because this is something in our growth that cannot be ignored.
当听不懂的，我们生活中都知道，我们讲话有时候我们耳朵有点问题，或者当我们听不懂的时候，我们的回应和下边要做的事跟讲话的人是不一样的。
So if we hear something and we don't really understand, what we do, how we respond is totally different from the way we speak, actually speak.
只有听得懂，我们才能得到供应。
So only if we understand, that is when we are, then we get the provision.
那听懂是什么意思？怎么，它的概念是什么？
What does it mean to understand or to comprehend?
听懂不是，不单单是一个字面的理解。
Comprehend is not simply on the surface the meaning of the words.
但是又不可以，又不可缺少对字面的理解。
But also we cannot ignore just the actual meaning of the words.
而是在理解了以后，要让这个听懂的话进到我们的生命。
And after we hear what was said, it has to enter into our lives.
并且在我们的生命当中运行。
And it has to work in our life.
那我们就看这个听懂，实际上它是一个动态的，是一个 dynamic。
And so, this understanding or comprehending is a dynamic.
约翰福音六章三十五节，耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall not thirst.
神从来都没给我们断过粮。
The Lord has never stopped providing food for us.
在旷野四十年，我们都非常知道神降玛拿来喂养。
In the wilderness, the 40 years, God sent manna to them every day.
但是他们没有听懂这个玛拿的含义。
But the Israelites did not understand the meaning of manna.
他们还是冒犯了神。
And they continued to disobey God.
去敬拜金牛犊。
And to worship idols.
那主耶稣基督他道成肉身，他自己就是那种天上的玛拿，属灵的玛拿，他带给了我们，把真理带给了我们。
Our Lord Himself is the representation of manna that brings the truth to us.
那今天借着圣灵， 这个玛拿继续的在喂养我们。
Through the Holy Spirit, this manna continues to feed us.
所以我们只有懂得神是在给我们降下属灵的粮食，我们才能去取它，我们才能得着我们成长的营养。
Only if we hear and understand that God is giving us a spiritual food, then only then we can grow in that life.
听懂还有一个重要的一项，就是你要做必须得听得懂。
Another thing in the growth of this life is when you hear it, you understand, you have to act.
我们家长在管教孩子的时候，我想很多都经历过难处。
And I'm sure parents have run into issues with disciplining your kids.
我们经常听家长说，我让他向东，他非得向西。
So a lot of parents said, if I ask them to go east, they go west.
因为他没有听懂父母的指令。
Because they did not understand what the parents were saying to them.
没有听懂，自然就做不出对的事，行不在对的路上。
And if you don't understand, then you will not walk in the right path.
扫罗给我们一个非常好的一个负面的一个例子。
Saul gave us a good example, even though it's a negative example.
大家还记得在撒母耳上十五章里边有一件事，耶和华说，你一定要灭尽他们所有的。
And you remember in First Samuel chapter 15, God told Saul to destroy everything of the Amalekites.
嗯哼，但是扫罗的行动，他因为他练习雅加和那些美物掳来的美物。
And Saul's action, he actually spared Agag and all everything and saved everything that was good.
他就没有按神说的话去行。
And he did not follow what God told him to.
因为他没有听懂。
Because he did not understand.
那撒母耳给我们做了一个美好的见证，因为他听懂了神的话。
And Samuel gave us a good example because he heard and he understood.
那撒母耳也跟随神，行神引领他的路。
And he followed God's path, how God led him, the path that God led him.
就像在撒上三章十八节记录的那样。
As in 1 Samuel 3:18.
耶和华与他同在，使他所说的话一句都不落空。
And the Lord was with him and let none of his word fall to the ground.
听懂了神的话，按神的话去行，神就会祝福。
And hearing God's word and follow and act upon it, God will bless.
我们也知道还有一个负面的例子，就是在马太福音七章二十二节、二十三节记录的。
There's another negative example. It's recorded in Matthew chapter 7, verse 22 and 23.
主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name?
这些事他们去做
了。So they actually did it. They
但是他们没有听懂神的话。
But they did not understand God's word.
结果耶稣对他们的回应是，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
So Jesus responded to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
所以听不懂神的话，它的后果是极其严重的。
So if we cannot understand God's word, the result is very devastating.
因为行不对路，就不会生命不会成长，不会结出果实，神就不会喜悦。
And because if we don't understand, we won't act according to God's word, then God will not be pleased.
而听懂了神的话， 必然会按着神的心意去行。
But if we understand God's word, we will act according to His word.
反过来说，如果我们听到了不去行的，那我们不能说是听懂。
If we hear it and did not act on it, we cannot say that they actually understood it.
马太福音七章二十六节有很严厉的话。
In Matthew, there is a very serious word from God.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞到那房子，房子就倒塌了。并且倒塌得很大。
And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
所以神在这里提醒我们，听而不行，听而不去行的，就等于是毁坏。死亡在神眼中就是夸他。
So God told us here very seriously that if we hear but did not do according to His word, destruction will come.
当我们在回想我们成长的经历的时候，我们有时候也会说，我们不是在聚会，也在服侍，在读经，我们都是按着圣经上说的在生活。
Do we sometimes not say we are gathering, we are worshiping, we are reading the Bible, we're leading a Christian life? Is that not enough?
但是当我们遇到世界的挑战的时候，我们是如何？
But when we when we meet with challenges from this world, what would we do?
神知道我们在成长的路上会遇到经历，会遇到坎坷，会有我们低谷的时候。
And the Lord knows that there will be a low point in our life.
但是神的恩手，他的恩典足够我们用，每次每次他都把我们带从我们的难处、低谷中带出来。
And God's hands, His gracious hand, and His grace is sufficient for us. And every time we get into a low point in our life, He would lead us out of it.
当我们经历难处被神带出来以后，我们是不是有体会神在借着这个经历让我们的生命有一个飞跃，一个成长？
Do we recognize that through this, through these experiences, that God has actually let us know that in our life actually is growing.
另一种情形是，我们多少年，我一直就是这样的，我主日我就来，有事我就来，一直是这样的。
So for many years, every time there's a gathering or there's a special meeting, I'm always there.
我们要特别的警醒，要自我省察。
And we have to be, we have to be alert and examine ourselves.
神是要让我们要如何去行。
What does God want us to do?
这个行就要结出果实。
And these actions need to bear fruit.
这个果实不是说我已经结过了果子了。
It is not to say that You shouldn't say, I already bear fruit, so.
我们今天不敢说我们当行的路我们已经行过了。
Today, we dare not to say that the path that we were supposed to be on, we already finished that.
因为我们都在路上。
We're in the middle of our journey.
所以我们真的是要求神，我们问神，你的话我真的听懂了吗？
We have to respond to the Lord, do we truly understand your word?
我听懂了，我去行了没有？
And if I understood it, did I act on it?
也求神帮助我们去解剖一下听了不行的原因到底是什么。
And we need to reflect on what, if we don't understand what was the reason.
法利赛人，他对旧约圣经，我们不如他了解。
The Pharisees, they know, we don't know the law as well as they do.
他们的障碍是不接受新约。
But their problem is they do not accept the New Testament.
我们人经常干扰我们的是一种自我满足的感受。
And many times we have this self-satisfaction.
满足于当下我们这种状况。
Because of our situation we are in, we are satisfied with it.
不愿意被神所改变。
We don't want to be changed by the Lord.
一旦当我们个人要付出一些代价的时候
and when we're in a situation where it's going to cost us,
我们的选择是怎样的？
What is our choice?
我们会不会退缩？
Will we backslide?
还有一个，我们只寻求的是知识。
Or we're only seeking for knowledge.
我们知道知识是不可缺少的。
We know that we need knowledge.
但是知识的目的不是知识。
But the goal of knowledge is not knowledge itself.
而是我们生命的不断成长。
It is the continuous growth of our lives.
而如果要不断成长，我们就要不断地接触生命的果实来。
If we want to continue to grow, we will have to continue to bear fruit.
约翰福音十三章十五节，我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
John chapter 13, verse 15 and 17 says, For I have given you an example.That you also should do just as I have done to you. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
神给了我们莫大的应许。
God gave us great promises.
只要我们按着他说的去做，照他的去做，他就会给我们祝福。
If we just follow what he asked us to do, he will bless us.
如果反过来，弟兄姊妹，我们想一想，如果我们不去照着行的话，那结局是如何？
If we don't follow what he asked us to do, what would be the result?
马太福音十三章二十三节，撒在好土好地好地上的，就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有一百倍的，有六十倍的，有三十倍的。
Matthew 13:20, verse 23 says, "As for what was sown on the good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it."He indeed bears fruit and yields in one case hundredfold, in another 60, and in another 30.
神喜悦的是我们不断地结出果实。
God would be pleased if we continue to bear fruit.
不要把神给我们的一千两的银子，一千两的银子埋到土里。
Don't take the talent of silver that he gave us and bury it in the soil.
而要 结这些果实的话，我们真的是要遵循神为我们开的这条长生的路。
And to bear fruit, we have to be on this path of sanctification.
那就是神让我们要听见他的话。
And God wants us to hear his word.
听懂他的话。
And to understand his word.
按神的话去行动，要行道。
And act upon his word.
去结出不断地结出丰盛的果实。
And it will continue to have abundant fruit.
这就是撒母耳他这回应的这六个字给我们的启示。
And that is the response of Samuel.
神让我们在他的话语中开始我们的生命，让我们在他的话语中不断地成长，并且结出丰盛的果实。
And God begin to build a life through listening and hearing.
Samuel 的回应今天有没有对我们的心给我们一个启示？
Did the story about Samuel give us a revelation today?
我们愿不愿意对神也有这样的回应？
Are we willing to respond to God the same way?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，今天你把撒母耳的这个回应你放在我们当中。
Lord, we thank you that you put Samuel's response before us today.
主啊，感谢你，你借着撒母耳让我们看到主啊你自己的工作。
Through Samuel, you let us see your work.
感谢主，你让我们因着听到你的话，你开启了我们的新的生命。
Because through the hearing and listening of your word, you start a new life in us.
主啊，我们今天在这里，我们就求你继续让我们的心向你敞开。
Lord, today we ask that you open up our hearts.
不断听懂你的话。
Not only we hear and understand your word,
让我们的生命能够不断的成长。
And let our spiritual life continue to grow.
主啊，我们也求你帮助我们在我们成长的路上继续被你所更新。
And on this path of growth, may you renew us.
让我们在听到你的话以后，愿意照着你的话去行。
So that when we hear your word, we are willing to act upon it.
让我们的生命不断地结出丰盛的果实。
So that our lives will continue to bear fruit.
主啊，你帮助我们，你带领我们，让我们每天的见证能够荣耀你宝贵的名。
Lord, help us so that our testimony every day can glorify your name.
感谢爱我们的主。
Praise the Lord that loves us.
这样的感恩祈求祷告是奉主宝贵的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.